This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you guys hear about this? China, man, beat us to it. China beat us to this. I guess, did you guys know there was a competition on who could grow the first plant on the moon? Yeah. We think China won. Cotton seeds carried to the moon by a Chinese probe have sprouted. I'm actually looking at the... They're so cute. The little sprouts, the little tiny baby plants. They're so cute. And this is marking what could be the first plant to ever grow on the moon. These, according to Chinese government images. They're supposed to be authentic. They say, in making the announcement Tuesday, Chinese researchers released pictures from the probe showing the tiny plant growing in a small pot inside the spacecraft. Now, the spacecraft is hundreds of thousands of kilometers away from the Earth. Now, China became the first country to land a probe on the far side of the moon on January 3rd. Their rover named U-22... or Jade Rabbit 2, touched down in the moon's largest and oldest impact crater called the South Pole Aitken Basin. Now, the mission was titled Chang'e 4. I guess it's intended to accomplish a writing task, not just make a plant. They want to conduct the first lunar low-frequency radio astronomy experiment. They also want to explore whether there is water at the moon's poles. You know, a moon may have a north pole and a south pole. They say another purpose of the mission was to test whether plants could grow in a low-gravity environment, which is a test that looks like has already yielded results. You need gravity for a lot of things. And I guess not having gravity on the moon, could that affect growth or human civilization? I guess there's this big push for us to go live on the moon. I'm not signing up for that. I'll stay on Earth, and I'll take, you know, whatever risks there are with that, but I just don't see how Wi-Fi is going to be very, you know, accessible. Can't see 5G working on the moon. So the system started to water the little seedlings. Say, little seedlings, sounds so cute. After the probe landed, and less than a week later, a little green shoot had already appeared. I wonder what they're going to name the plant. While human beings have grown plants in space before, they have never attempted to grow one on the moon. Zi Zhengzhen, Dean of Institute of Advanced Technology of Chongqing University, said the chief designer of the experiment did praise the achievement, saying this mission, well, of course, he works there. I would, too. This mission has achieved the first biological experiment on the moon of human history to sprout the first bud on the desolate moon. And with time moving on, it'll be the first plant with green leaves on the moon. That's probably going to be the only green thing. I mean, that's some pretty big stuff. So now, Chinese scientists are also attempting to grow marijuana. Not marijuana. To grow seeds from rapeseed, potato, and mouse ear cress. And they're also trying to hatch fruit fly eggs. According to the university's blog, the experiment will show how life develops in low gravity in strong radiation environments. It could even help provide a blueprint for growing resources during a future moon colony established by humans. I don't know why people have such a to put us on the moon. I do not want to go to the moon. I mean, honestly, and I know there's some people going there will sign me up. Like that Mars colony. People would love to, you know, go to Mars. Yeah, what happens after a day or two? Okay, you're going to get homesick. In fact, what I would recommend is anybody that is considering, you know, wanting to be on a moon or, you know, doing any of these colonies, if it's going to happen in your lifetime, to take time out, and we're talking a year or two at a time, to be isolated on some random terrain on Earth. And if you get sick of being on tundra or being in the, I don't know, the, you know, Gobi Desert, or being near the North Pole, if you notice that you just aren't liking it and you start to miss your bed and home and Netflix, don't volunteer for the moon. I mean, I understand they're going to be doing some conditioning of people, but to be away from home and not talking, you know, a half-day flight, we're talking kilometers, thousands of miles away. I think people need to, you know, I mean, how many of us get sick of traveling after a weekend at Disneyland? After a weekend at Disneyland, I am sore. My feet are blistered and bloody. I am limping and crawling into bed after a weekend at Disneyland. Happiest place on earth, my butt. I mean, I love Disneyland, but I mean, that is, I mean, we're talking tour of duty. No, God bless our troops and for what they do. But it's rigorous, and that's just one weekend. So anyway, the country's first mission to Mars, China's first mission to Mars, according to CNN, is scheduled for 2020. Wu Yanhe, deputy head of China National Space Administration, said at a news conference in Beijing. So, they are going to want to bring back moon samples back to the Earth. I would love a piece of moon. I do collect a lot of, you know, interesting things. So I would like some moon rock. You know when people go, I love you to the moon and back? Is that really romantic? I don't find something like that romantic. You know? I think it's more romantic when somebody says, I'd rather die first because I couldn't live on this earth without you. That's kind of more romantic. But I love you to the moon and back? I can't comprehend that sort of travel distance. Okay? Because, you know, if you haven't traveled to the moon, and you're not going to bring me back a piece of moon, don't be trying to act all lovey-dovey. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple stories have kind of come my way that I find a little interesting that I'm going to tell you about, and I'll link them all together. First, Netflix is going to raise their prices. I don't really know what I spend on Netflix. My husband kind of handles that. But I guess the firm announced on Tuesday that they are going to raise their fees for U.S. subscribers, bumping the cost up by 13 to 18%. They say the standard plan, which is the most popular package, is now going to cost about $13 compared to $10.99. It's been a little more than a year since they raised the cost of their last prescription plan. And that's, I think, per month. The latest fee hikes come as the firm is spending heavily on original content and expands its reach internationally. So you and I have to pay for that. In addition to raising the price on the standard plan, Netflix has bumped up the top-tier plan and its most basic package. They say its top-tier plan, which allows streaming on four screens in high definition, will be raised to $15.99 from $13.99 per month. Fee for basic plan will rise from $8.99 to $7.99. Price hikes will be applied to all existing members over the next few months and to all new members immediately. And so users were a little mad when they got this email informed of a price increase, right? Especially that it's going to bump up 10%. People are going to pay it anyway. Does include movies, sometimes like, I guess, ultra-high definition. Okay, you can watch simultaneously on four devices, etc. For me, I do like some of the shows. I do find them entertaining, so yes, we are going to keep our Netflix. But, I mean, we're consumers. We just have to take it. Especially for those of us that are Apple users. So I guess iPhone is going to change their charging cables again. Apple is set to replace its current hardware with the USB-C connection favored by Android. So remember a bunch of us had iPhones, and then it had the large charger port, the large charger plug. Then we had to change it to a smaller one when you got a new phone, so you had to throw out all your chargers. Well, now they're going to do it again. Apple has already moved to the USB-C cables for its iPad Pro. The change would render all current Apple charges for future iPhones useless. Now, I have no intention of buying a new phone for a while, but that's frustrating to me. And again, we take it. Apple chargers sell for $25 for an official cable. Replica versions are available for less, but they seem to fray. We start to lose the rubber around the wires and they start to fray. USB-C is the latest charger for many laptops and Android phones. It's currently used by Samsung Galaxy S9, Google Pixel 2, and OnePlus 6. They say the latest iPad Pro also has the new socket, and Apple already sells a Lightning port. All right, so why does this matter? Well, for this being 2019 and consumers having the power, I don't think I have ever seen us trumped so badly as consumers. I think we look really weak to many of these companies. I think we fall prey to all these changes and gadgets and marketing ploys to make us buy newer and faster. Those commercials that I've been watching all throughout football season, because I don't really watch a lot of regular TV, so the only time I see commercials is when I watch football. And boy, those Google, those commercials showing that you could go back and get a picture that doesn't have your eyes closed, or, you know, you're able to do selfies and things like that. They know exactly what I want. It's kind of scary stuff. Well, this survey now, as it relates to health insurance, was very interesting. So we're being told that 1 in 5 Californians would bypass individual insurance without a mandate. And according to the study published in Health Affairs, without a tax penalty, without basically a threat or a punishment for not purchasing health insurance, 20% of California residents wouldn't do it. For the study, researchers examined data from a survey conducted among individual market enrollees, both on and off the marketplace. Now, you know, the ACA's individual mandate was eliminated at the beginning of 2019. They said while 72% of enrollees said they would have still bought individual health insurance had the penalty been axed, 19% said they wouldn't have. Another 8% said they were unaware of the mandate. I thought the mandate went away early on with President Trump when he said he wasn't going to have the IRS pursue it. So I thought in 2017 and 2018, if you didn't have health insurance, you wouldn't be penalized. I'm not sure. We had health insurance, so but I guess 2019 is when the mandate goes away. Study authors found younger enrollees were more likely to forgo individual coverage than their older counterparts. 26% of males age 18 to 30 said they wouldn't have purchased coverage, compared to 12% of males age 51 and older. Enrollees without chronic conditions were also more likely to bypass the coverage. If you don't need to buy something, what you got to buy new Apple chargers. You have to spend more on Netflix. The researchers estimate premiums are going to increase 4-7% in California's individual market if these enrollees are not in the risk pool. They say eliminate the mandate penalty alone is unlikely to destabilize the individual market, but it could erode coverage gains, especially among groups whose members have historically been less likely to be insured. So, we Americans aren't stupid. We may be gullible, okay? We may like our gadgets. We may have our priorities a little skewed, where we're going to spend our money on our gadgets, etc. But you're not going to get the average American to spend $1,200 a month for a health insurance plan with a $12,000 deductible. The average healthy American is going to say, nah, I'm not buying it. It's a crappy product. I'm spending $1,200 a month to ask the insurance company, to ask the doctor to charge me less so I only have to pay $35 when I go and see the doctor. Why don't I just get rid of the insurance, go to the doctor and ask him for a cash rate? Even if I only spend $50 to $100, I'm still spending less than if I was spending insurance. Now, that's why the ACA had to throw in that mandate. The, you know, once you put in the pre-existing condition clause, which we've talked about for years now, okay, where you don't necessarily, you know, you won't be denied coverage if you have a pre-existing condition, which is fantastic, but then the average person's like, well, then good, I'm not going to buy insurance then until I need it. Understandably so, there's enrollment periods, etc., but the average person's, great, I could save some money. Then insurance companies went up. All of a sudden, the insurance companies exploded. Now that there's these subsidies, they're getting paid by the government. Yeah, their prices went up. But because of the pre-existing condition clause, now they can't tell a diabetic with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, depression, polycystic ovarian syndrome, low thyroid, and schizophrenia, no, I'm not going to cover you. They will have to cover all the medications. So the ACA really stirred the pot, caused a hurricane, right, in the sea of healthcare. And there's not a lot of ways to bounce back from this. So Trump saying, look, you're not going to get penalized, helped out a lot of people. And they were like, thank you, Lord. But it may make matters worse. Now, I always suggested rather than penalizing, incentivize. If you pay for health insurance, you will get one hell of a tax break. If you buy health insurance for your employees, like for every employee you buy health insurance for, you will get a $1,000 tax credit at the end of the year for that employee. For every full-time employee, you get another $500 to $1,000 tax credit. So these companies that want to get tax credits, right, may then be more inclined to buy the health insurance or to hire more. But if health insurance is expensive and you're going to be in trouble for not purchasing health insurance, many companies aren't going to be that quick to hire. Or they'll be very incentivized to hire part-time. So, you know, consumers are pretty smart. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEBESTEDPILL.com, the online doctor's office.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence together pay their respects at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. on this federal holiday to remember the slain civil rights leader. The two men laid a wreath at the memorial a short time ago in what was a surprise visit. The White House had said as recently as last evening that Mr. Trump had no public events scheduled today. To use an old phrase, another Democratic hat's been tossed in the ring to run for the White House in 2020.
The future of our country depends on you and millions of others lifting our voices to fight for our American values. That's why I'm running for President of the United States. I'm running to lift those voices.
Democratic U.S. Senator Kamala Harris of California there, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I received a Facebook message from a mom who was worried about her daughter, who was supposed to be still a virgin, but all her daughter's friends have lost their virginity. And she wanted some advice on how to talk to her daughter. And I find that's a tough subject, right? When you have to talk to your kid or grandkid about losing their virginity. I don't know about you guys, but when I was younger, I was scared to death to lose my virginity. I thought the Lord was going to smite me. Thank God he didn't. I thought something bad was going to happen. Lightning bolts were going to happen. And it was very, shall we say, it wasn't advantageous for me to give it up. And I almost was still kind of a relic in, you know, a dinosaur, because a lot of my other friends were trying to lose it as quickly as possible. And my religion kept me good, you know, until unfortunately I didn't lose it by choice. And that was horrible, but that's, you know, things, what doesn't kill you make you stronger. But nowadays, kids have it more difficult, especially if they don't come from very religious backgrounds, or the you know, waiting till you're married isn't encouraged. And kids have a tough time talking to parents. It's not the easiest thing to talk about at the dinner table. So, Dad, I want to lose my virginity. How do I do that? Right? And big brother and big sister. First of all, many kids don't have a big brother or big sister. And if they do, big brother is usually a real jerk, or big sister is kind of witchy. And so the kids may get a sliver of some information, especially if big brother or big sister is only a year or two older. I mean, how are they, you know, adept at, you know, teaching all the ins and outs of sexuality? All right, it won't happen. So there is a lot of pressure, immense pressure for both boys and girls. And where do most people, even young adults, where do most people get the education they need when it comes to losing a virginity and starting to delve in that part of a relationship? They get it from social media. They get it from movies. They get it from TV. They get it from friends. They get it from classmates. Oh, if you're a virgin by the time you're 16, I mean, you might as well kill yourself. These are the things kids are hearing. And so there's such a push to lose something that you don't have to lose. So what I did to help this mom out, right, so the child would have some resources, or any child, I wrote a little paper, all right, little articles on my website and Facebook and Twitter on what you need to take into account before you lose your virginity. All right, now some of you guys are like, okay, Dahlia, I'm a little out of that age group. But just in case you have to give the talk, you might as well listen up, okay? First, it's permanent. You're only a virgin once, right? The permanence of it. Now, remember, the average kid's like, I want to get rid of it. It's like a mole that I can't stand. Hey, I let me cut it out. Let me get rid of it as quickly as possible. But sometimes what you need to implore with them is you will never get it back once it's lost. Virginity is not a bad thing, so don't give it up so quickly. If you have any doubts, this is what I would tell a teenager, if you have any doubts that this is the person you want to give your virginity to, then you don't. This is why it was so much easier when you were already married to them. I mean, that's what I used in terms of my, shall we say, filter, was, is this somebody, if this person broke up, am I going to regret having given him my virginity? And the answer was always yes, 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 yes. Didn't do it then. Now, some people are like, no, 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 no. I love him forever. He'll never leave me, or she'll never leave me. Well, what if? Just imagine. What if? What if he goes off and then dates your friend Lori? Are you going to regret it? I had a friend who lost her virginity, and that same night, he makes out with her best friend. It's crushing. Just crushing. Next thing a lot of kids don't realize is it's not the ultimate show of love. Okay, many times teens or young adults are goaded into having sex as a sign of their true commitment and love. Well, if you loved me, you would have sex with me. The fact that you aren't having sex with me means you don't love me. Well, that other person just wants to be in a relationship where they can say they're having sex. So if they start to give you that sort of ultimatum, get out of there. There are thousands of different ways to show compassion and dedication. Remember, love is a feeling. It's not an act. Yeah, they say there's acts of love. What, buying a ring? Buying a ring is not an act of love. Okay? It's a show of commitment. But buying a diamond ring is not love. Oh, he loves me because he bought me jewelry. No. Oh, he loves me or she loves me because she had sex with me. No, love is a feeling, not an act. Losing your virginity is not going to look like in the movies, okay? 50 Shades of Grey, Troy, any of these movies where somebody supposedly loses their virginity, they romanticize it, they make it look like it was fantastic. No, The average loss of one's virginity is very awkward. It's painful. Okay? Maybe lasts, the whole sexual episode is under 3 minutes long. Okay? Lovemaking, there's love and there's passion, there's intimacy. So if that's how you want to lose your virginity, in like this fairy tale, you know, episode of love and passion and intimacy, you better make sure those ingredients are there first. Now, the big thing I need to tell kids is there is no golden age in which one should lose their virginity. You know, people think, okay, well, I need to lose it by the time I'm 16. Where did that come from? Now, I get that. In caveman days, by the time you were 16, you already had a family of four. I get that. But now in society, it's different. There's careers, you know, college, there's money to take into account, there's a whole variety of things. And the average kid doesn't have time to take care of a bunch of other kids. So there is no golden age. When people say, well, you know what, I'm going to wait until I'm 21. Again, there's no scientific basis for any of those ages. Then, you decide to lose your virginity, boy or girl, you risk getting pregnant. Nobody talks about getting pregnant anymore. Yeah. You know, young kids are very fertile. Young teens, I should say, and adolescents. You are some of your most fertile, right? Right after puberty. That's why these kids have such huge sex drives, because as animals, that's why they're night owls, they're supposed to be on the prowl. They cannot control their hormones. They are the most fertile. So there's a good chance you will, you know, get somebody pregnant or become pregnant that during your first time. Also, you could risk getting an STI. If you're not using protection, all right, you know, that loss of your virginity may plague you for a lifetime if you get herpes, syphilis, HIV, hepatitis. And we've talked about this on the show. Many girls that say, but, you know, so-and-so isn't a virgin anymore. You know, so-and-so isn't a virgin anymore. I'm the only one. Well, a lot of these girls lost their virginity, not by choice. Either they were raped or they were on a date. Maybe they were doing foreplay. Maybe they were only planning on going to first or third base and partner advances to penetration without their consent. And they go, oh, well, I screwed up. All right, well, I guess I lost my virginity. So whether it was consensual or not, it could be pretty tragic. And just because all your friends aren't virgins anymore, it doesn't necessarily mean it was on purpose. And the average person that this happens to will turn around and say, oh, yeah, I'm in control. I wanted it. And they didn't. Apparently, there was a study last summer that found that 31% of those surveyed regretted how they lost their virginity. 45% of women regret how they lost their virginity. Can't take that moment back. Which brings us to alcohol. Alcohol's not your friend. If you are going on a date, please don't get drunk. One drink could cause your guard to go down. And many people lose their virginity because they drink alcohol. This is on my website at drdahlia.com or Facebook and Twitter if you need. 1-877-DrDahlia.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This article bothers me a little bit, right? Because I see a lot of people have tummies. And I guess there's a report out saying if you have a big belly, your brain may shrink. They say as if muffin toppers don't have enough to deal with, there's a new study that expanding waistline triggers a shrinking brain. Researchers looked at more than 9,000 people, and they found that those who have a high ratio of body mass index and waist-to-hip ratio had lower brain volume than others. So what's the impact? Brain volume? Gray matter? Well, they say it controls discipline, sensory perception, and muscle control. So the study done by Loughborough University in England appears in an online issue of Neurology, which is a peer-reviewed medical journal. It's a big journal, right? And I guess the study subjects average 55 years old. So the larger the tummy, the less, shall we say, brain function you have. That's what they're kind of saying. But for those who do have some extra pounds, but an average waist-to-hip ratio, not all bad news. If your tushy is getting a little bigger, you may retain your brain size. Now, I don't know if you guys can see my tushy. I got a big tushy. So, good. Okay. In the clear. My brain's not shrinking. They say it's unclear if abnormalities of brain structure lead to obesity or if obesity leads to these changes in the brain. Which came first, chicken or the egg? We also found links between obesity and shrinkage in specific regions of the brain. This will need further research, but it may be possible that someday regularly measuring BMI to waist-to-hip ratio may help determine brain health. Yeah, that is cheaper. Now, when are you obese? Well, if your BMI is greater than 30. Waist-to-hip ratio compares the waist circumference to that of the hip. In men, obesity is when the ratio is 0.9 or higher, and in women, it's 0.85 or higher. The research was conducted using the UK Biobank resource and received funding from the National Institute for Health Research, Biomedical Research Center, as well as the UK Medical Research Council and US National Institute on Aging. All right. Human adult brain weighs 3 pounds, 1,300 to 1,400 grams. It's about 2% of our total body weight. But get this. It has 86 billion neurons. You can't lose one or two or three of these things. So keeping a healthy weight is paramount. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, they say night owls may be at higher risk for disease. A lot of us are night owls. We just like to work better at night. There's more going on at night. Those of us think that if we go to bed early, we're older. Me, man, I went to bed the other day at 8:30 at night. It felt good. Now, I get up early. I am a real early morning. I mean, I get up when it's dark. But it kind of felt good going to bed at 8:30. It's very hard to go to bed after a football game. After a football game, I'm really pretty psyched, you know, with playoffs now. But still. Well, apparently, if you're a night owl, they say it may have long-term health effects. New study looked at the negative health impacts of being a night owl, particularly by examining what they're eating while awake during the wee hours of the morning. And this was studied in Advances in Nutrition. They looked at available research and asked the question, does when you go to bed affect your health? The short answer, according to the study authors, is yes, it does. The researchers, some of which are employers of food giant Nestle, focus on what's your chronotype. Now, your chronotype or individual sleep pattern is more commonly referred to as like a circadian rhythm or your sleep-wake cycle. When you rise, you know, setting and rise of the sun. I usually get up before the sun rises, unless it's a rare day where I can sleep in. So the researchers examined available research on the health habits of your daytime person versus your nighttime person. And they found that night owls typically ate fewer fruits and vegetables and consumed more energy drinks, alcoholic, sugary, and caffeinated beverages, plus got a higher energy intake from fat. Now, is it because when you eat and drink like that, you're going to be more prone to staying awake and not being able to go to sleep? Or is it because you're not having as good a sleep cycle, you are just trying to use other fast fuel sources? They say night owls are more likely to change what time they eat and skip meals. Many of them will skip breakfast. So, if you notice, scientists are really all up in our business. You know? When we're supposed to sleep, when we're supposed to eat. There's been tons of articles telling us when to eat. I just kind of go back to old school. I mean, I'm not going to tell you guys to follow a 2,000 calorie diet or an 1,800 calorie diet or to eat nuts 5 times a day. I'm not going to do that. Because you're not going to stick to it. Nobody's going to stick to it. You know, they talked about the big problem with these keto diets or these low-carb diets is people cannot stick to them. They just can't. You know, they end up craving carbs. Your body needs carbs. And, yes, there are healthier carb choices that you need to make. But they say if these diets don't work, it may not be the diet itself. It's just the whole idea around having something that you can't stick with. You know, when I did Weight Watchers for a little bit with my family, because my family needed to lose weight when I was younger, and I could have definitely used, you know, shed a few pounds as well. Weight Watchers made it a point in the 80s to not call it a diet. They called it a meal plan or a way to eat. Because once you, a diet meant it was finite, it was acute, it was drastic, it was short term. Diets didn't have the term back then or the, now we're like, okay, well, how's your diet? Okay, well, now we use it more broad as a more permanent sort of thing. But going on a diet is, has the whole fad sort of connotation to it. And so if you're going to lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds, you can't go back to your old ways after you lose that 5, 10 pounds, because you'll go right back to your starting point. Which means you have to come up with something that's going to keep that 5 to 10 pounds off long term. Same thing with 40 pounds, 60 pounds. You going all vegan and hating every minute of it doesn't do you any good, because the second you get off of it, you're going to gain everything back. So come up with a meal plan that you can do. If you can have salad for lunch and live comfortably eating salad for lunch, okay, then do that. That's a huge diet change. If you don't have to eat an egg McMuffin for breakfast, and you can maybe do a vegetable smoothie low in sugar, and that works for you, then do that. Same thing with exercise. If you can't hit the gym for 2-3 hours a day on a regular basis, don't do that. You know, it's January, right? People are trying to stick to their New Year's resolutions. They're working out. I'm looking at all these Instagram pictures of people working out and buying vegetables and all that. Fantastic. Good for you. That's what January is all about. But if you can't stand vegetables, and you know that once tax season hits, or the summer hits, or whatever, you're not going to be able to go to the gym for 2-3 hours, you might not want to, you know, try to do this yo-yoing. Come up with an exercise regimen that you could do now into your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Why would I run marathons if I don't see myself doing that as a 75-year-old woman? I'll just gain the weight back. So I might as well do brisk walking, which I think I can do well into my senior years. Just, it doesn't make any sense for me to, you know, try to lose everything and be a fit. But now, mind you, if you think you can rehaul your whole day, depending on work and all that, go for it. But if you only think you're going to get some real heavy-duty workouts on the weekends only, then you need to come up with something in the week that's more reasonable. And that kind of makes sense. So, what are the themes? Avoiding, you know, simple sugars, getting good sleep, getting good exercise, and lowering your stress. 1-877-DR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.